Wire, shine for the female of the species. Turn on the ACs and the DCs. This night could use a little brightening. Shine on your little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow. So glow, little glowworm, glow. We all gotta glow sometime. Should get to sparking, cause I got a gal that I love so. So glow, little glowworm, glow. Shy little glowworm, turn the key on. You are equipped with. How does that go? Shy little glowworm, turn the key on. You are equipped with tail light neon. You got the cute best pocket Mazda that you can make go slower or faster. I don't know how you took a shine to, or who you're trying to show a sign to, but I got a gal that I love so. So glow, little glowworm, glow. Thank you, everybody. Welcome to the 2015 WCB Showcase of Talent. What we have for you tonight is an eclectic mélange composed of a variable potpourri of many popular music stylings and settings. In other words, we couldn't make up our minds what to do, so we're just throwing it all together. And the first act I'd like to introduce to you is one of our boffins of sound, Mr. Frank Cuda. Who I know you have seen just once in a while this weekend. And he's going to sing a song for us called Watermelon Wine.
A Tom Key Hall song. I was sitting in Miami pouring blended whiskey down with this old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. There wasn't anyone around except this old man and me. The guy who ran the bar was watching Ironsides on TV. Uninvited, he sat down and opened up his mind on old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Ever had a drink of watermelon wine? He asked. He told me all about it, though I didn't answer back. Ain't but three things in this world it's worth a solitary dime, but old dogs and children and watermelon wine. He said, the world can be a lonely place even when you're in a crowd, and friends are hard to find. They discover that you're down. I tried it all when I was young and in my natural prime. Now it's old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Old dogs care about you even when you make mistakes. God bless little children while they're still too young to hate. As he moved away, I found my pen and copied down that line about old dogs and children and watermelon wine.
Wasn't that terrific? I love that song. All right. Nancy Lynn, are you here? Nancy and I have been doing talent shows together for a long time now. Nancy, do you know how many conventions you've been to? A million? 2 million? Well, this year we're going to do a little something different. Nancy called me about 3 weeks ago and said, could you play some Scott Joplin for me? And I said, forget it. I'm just a lounge lizard. I don't know anything classy like that. So here to play her maracas for you, to the entertainer.
Maybe just a tiny bit.
Is Nancy Lynn, are you ready, or do I need to vamp some more?
2 seconds.
Okay, well, give me 2 more seconds. So I want to remind you that hospitality is
all right.
At 10 o'clock tonight.
Here's your mic, Nancy.
And I know you'll be in the mood for it after all this. And what else is tonight? We got do we have the life members tonight? Is that what we have tonight? Yeah. Don't miss those guys. They love that watermelon wine. I'm sure they'll be happy to. Talk to everybody, and it'll be great. Well, what do you think, Nancy?
Yeah.
You ready to go? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay. Mr. Soundman, let it roll. Thank you. You worn out, Nancy? Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Nancy. We're looking for Young Choi.
I'm here.
He's right here. You know, I just found out the other day, this guy works right up the street from me. I'm at the Talking Book Library, and he's right up the street from me at Amazon.com. Isn't that cool? Yeah. And I'm going to have Young Choi tell you what piece he's going to sing. Hopefully that mic's still on.
No, not singing.
I'm sorry. I'm going to... So now you get to hear a real piano player, and Young Choi, tell us what you're
going to
do for us.
So I'm going to play a piece called Salut to Amour. That means love, greeting of love, salutation of love. So all those couple, like Nathan and Julie, you guys can have fun while listening to this.
Thanks, Young Choi. I kind of wish next time you'd learn something classy. That was really lovely. Thank you. Okay, now another, we've had some new faces and some old faces, and now we're going to have another famous person who I'm sure you've seen a lot of this weekend already, who I just learned last night is chairman of the History Committee this year.
You didn't know that.
No, it blew me away. Is that cool or what? So
there you go.
Let me introduce to you another real piano player. Chris Coulter. What are you going to do for us?
Thank you. This song is called Up a Lazy River. It kind of makes me think about some days last summer. up a lazy river by the old mill run. Lazy, hazy river in the noonday sun. Linger neath the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your worries. Dream a dream with me. Up a lazy river where the robin's song greets a fine new morning as we roll along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy we will be. Up a lazy river with me. Up a lazy river by the old mill run. Hazy, hazy river in the noonday sun. Linger beneath the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your worries. Dream a dream with me. Up a lazy river where the robin's song greets a fine new morning as we roll along. And it's blue skies up above. Everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy we will be. Up a lazy river with me. Blue skies up above. Everyone's in love. Up a lazy river. How happy we will be. Up a lazy river with me. Thank you.
Stay right there, Chris.
All your right, I got more work to do. Work.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present to you a fellow I just met tonight, and already I think he's a one prince of a guy. This is Michael Bessie. Is that how you say it?
Hello, hello. All right.
And how many conventions have you been to, Michael?
This is my first one.
This is your first
Yay!
One.
Yay! Yeah.
I'd also like to thank the staff and all the students at the OTC Center. It's been a marvelous thing. I'm not the most tolerable person, but, you know, it's starting to, the waters are starting to smooth out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Cool.
Well, that Julie will whip you into line, I promise.
Right.
Okay, and Michael's going to,
okay.
He luckily brought his trumpet with him. So he's going to give us his arrangement of a John Coltrane number. He's unlimbering here. And if you don't mind, Michael, I'm going to take this moment to thank some people. You know, this it takes a village to put on these things. Did you lose something, Michael? Sorry, Bruce?
Okay,
so I want to thank Bruce and Bruce Radke and Danielle Miller, who is helping move people around for me. I want to thank the Boffins of Sound, Dave Edick and Frank Cuda, who've already put in a long day and yet came to do this. And Frank assures me the talent show is the toughest thing he has to do all weekend, so I really appreciate it. And I want to thank the Cindy Van Winkle and whoever else saw to it that the piano that we're using got rented, because this hotel doesn't have one. So we would have been in the soup otherwise. How are we doing, Michael?
Yeah, tell her whenever she wants to turn it out.
All right. Chris, take it away.
All right.
And I'll count it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wasn't that fabulous? And can you believe those? Can you guys believe this? These two just met, too.
I mean, I'm glad it worked out. I got two on a wing and a flat.
Just fabulous. Little John Coltrane number called Say It and Say It Again. Thanks a lot, Michael. Okay, speaking of new faces, I want to introduce a couple gentlemen to you now who I believe this is their first convention, too. Is that true?
Okay. All right.
And you folks are from Everett, is that right? These guys are from Everett, just like Chris. great people come out of Everett. See?
See, it's the water.
It's the water, yeah, and a lot more.
It turned into wine.
I'm sorry? Okay. And just a second. Yeah. And the song they're going to sing is very much in line with our president's message this morning. It's about kindness and caring and taking care of each other. And I think that is pretty much what ACB is all about. So enjoy this song. It's called Lean On Me, and everybody participate.
And we dedicate this song to WCB and all the officers. And all the first timers and everybody that's a part of this, we just thank you so much.
Yes, so we've been having a good time this week, guys. It's been wonderful meeting so many wonderful people. We just want to hopefully thank you. And if you know the words, go ahead and sing with us. We don't mind at all.
And if you can dance, dance. Shake that groove thing, shake that groove thing. Sometimes in our lives, we all have pains. We all have sorrows.
But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow.
Lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long,
Terry.
I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
WCB.
Swallow your pride. If I have things you need to borrow, for no one can tell those of your needs if you won't let show.
Lean on me when you're not strong.
I'll be your friend.
I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Call me, brother, when you need a hand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
I just might have a problem that you'll understand.
Terry.
We all need somebody.
Come on.
Lean on. Lean on me.
When you're not strong, I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. It won't be long
till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Y'all be jamming. Thank everybody that's come to sing with us today.
Get about your seats. We be jamming. Rocking the Marriott.
WCB jamming.
Yeah.
We be jamming.
Just call me when you need a friend. Just call on me.
Just call on me.
Call on me. Terry,
call me. What'd you say?
Need a friend.
Call me.
WCB, call me. Woo! Thank you. Amen and hallelujah. If this was my mic, I'd drop it on the ground, but I'm not going to do that. Thank you, brother.
Woo! Do you want me to adjust the mic?
Oh, yeah. I'm sweating after that. Oh, wow.
I can do this.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, it's falling over. There we go. That's good. You know, I'm always telling people, don't let that karaoke run you. And these guys really exemplified that principle. I love it. Well, our number eight act is Chelsea Armstrong, who is unable to be with us tonight, But Sarah really wants to be number nine, so I've invented another number eight song here. And I hope you'll enjoy this song. I've always wondered if people would like it. This is the first 45 RPM record I ever bought when I was 9 years old. And I couldn't even, I was too short to reach over the record counter. I mean, well, a little bitty termite, he came knocking at my front door. He walked right in, sat right down, started nibbling on the kitchen floor. He nibbled on the walls and the ceilings and the halls. God knows he tried, but he kept on getting thinner. Never got no dinner. Finally he sat down and cried. He said, it's plastic. You know it's plastic. You know it ain't no good, 'cause for sure it ain't no wood. You know it's plastic. He said it's plastic. Everything's gonna be plastic by and by. Early one day in the month of May, I went down to the beach. There were all the little cuties in their little bathing suities, and all of them within my reach. Now a 38, 24, 36 miss just happened to come my way. I said, please don't think me nervy, but you look so very curvy. Tell me how you got that way. And she said, it's plastic. You know it's plastic. It's as pretty as can be, but you know it just ain't me. You know it's plastic. I say it's plastic. Everything's gonna be plastic by and by. I'm all choked up. It's so moving. They say someday soon there'll be a plastic moon bouncing through the plastic trees. There'll be plastic ladies with plastic babies bouncing on their plastic knees. Now you may not agree that this is gonna be, this record may make you sore, but if you have a desire to throw it in the fire or smash it down the floor, remember it's plastic. They know it's plastic. You can burn or fry or bake it, but you know you just can't break it. You know it's plastic. I said it's plastic. Everything's gonna be plastic by and by. I mean, imagine being 9 years old. How can I do anything else but rush right out and buy it, right? Okay, we are now to the country and western portion of our show. So first of all, I'd like to introduce country, the queen of country, Miss Sarah Edick. Are you in position, Sarah?
I'm in position.
Oh, cool.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray that your mighty hand will ease our suffering, and all the while you hear each spoken need, and know that love's too great to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. We cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And long we'd have the faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? When friends darkness betray us. When darkness seems to win, we know the pain reminds this heart that this is not our home. It's not our home. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if my greatest disappointments and the trials of this life are to remind me of a greater thirst this world can't satisfy? What if trials of this life, the rain, the storms, the darkest nights, are your mercies in disguise?
Well, I'm a pretty assertive person, and I'm not used to saying this, but I regret my introduction. That song was beyond category. Thank you. That was. Thank you, Sarah. But we are going to have a real country song now, I promise you. Okay. From the Prince and Princess of Country. Julie, are you in office right now? Or are you you're between offices. Okay.
I'm unofficed.
You're an office. You're officeless.
I'm unofficed, yeah.
Nevertheless, this is a face we love to see at convention, and here's the lady who's going to try and keep Michael Bessie in line. Well, good luck with that.
All right.
Please give a nice round of applause to Nathan and Julie Brandt.
Briefly introduce
Tell us
this
what you're
song,
singing, Julie.
And this song is called If I Needed You. It's a song that Emmylou Harris and Don Williams made popular. Not only are Nathan and I up here, but we have our friend Bill Rose with us, who's accompanying us also on the guitar. So thanks, Bill. All right.
Thank you, Bill.
He needs a mic, a voice mic.
All right. Yeah, my...
Rich?
Voice mic disappeared here. I'm just
you guys
just
stand. Put your heads together.
Yeah.
What do you have?
Vocal mic? Okay.
I don't
know. There we go. Got it. Got it. I got it. I got it. Okay. Just about.
Where are our roadies? The guitars are supposed to be out here, too.
Yeah.
Would you come to me? Would you come? I would come to you. I would swim the sea for to ease your pain. Well, the night forlorn and the morning's born and the morning light turn the light of love. If you close your eyes, then you miss sunrise, and that would break my heart in two. If you needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If I needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the sea for to ease your pain.
Baby's with me now, since I showed her how to lay her lily hand in mine. Who could ill agree? Oh, she's a sight to see and a treasure for this poor boy to find. I would come to you, I would swim the sea for to ease your pain. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Thank you.
Boy, another song beyond category. I really regret my introduction now. Julie, that's the best thing I've ever heard you guys do at a talent show. That's really nice. Thank you. So, Dave, Mr. David Edick, did anybody tell you that number 11 isn't here, so you're next?
Yep.
Okay, cool. And you're going to do a song called Flood, is that right?
Yep.
I assume it's not about Texas, where they had a flood lately.
No, not Texas.
And I assume it's not about baseball, not about Kurt Flood.
No, not quite.
So what is this song about?
I'll tell you in a minute. Okay.
All right.
So,
David Edick, ladies and
gentlemen. Don't we have some awesome instrument players here?
Yeah.
I play some instruments myself. I've been told I play an awesome MP3. So my lead into this song is something I heard the other day. And do you guys remember there was a couple weekends ago when we had a lot of rain, and a few weeks before we had a lot of rain all at one time? Well, on one of those days, I heard about a gentleman went into a cafe to get out of the rain. And so he goes into the cafe, and somebody else comes in beside him, and he says, sits down and says, "Man, this rain reminds you of what Noah must have went through." And the other guy says, "Yeah, I've been out of town for a few days, so I haven't caught the latest news." All right. So I'm ready to sing my song.
That's good.
Look, no hands.
out here to chew up his own carrot. Engineering.
How's it going over there? X, yep.
Didn't we tell you Frank went out for a smoke break?
I'll walk over here. Yep. That's all right.
Dead air. How about those Kansas City Royals?
Yeah!
You'll have to excuse me. I'm in kind of mourning tonight now that the baseball season's over. I don't know what I'll do with myself all winter.
All right.
They're for the birds.
Here we go.
All right.
Let me get back out here.
The suspense is killing me.
Sing with me if you know the words. Rain, rain on my face. Hasn't stopped raining for days. My world is a flood. Slowly I become one with the mud. But if I can't swim after 40 days and my mind is crushed by the crashing waves, me up so high that I cannot fall. Lift me up. Lift me up when I'm falling. I need you to hold me.
Lift me up.
I feel like I'm drowning.
Lift me up.
Keep me from drowning again. Dark sky on the ground.
Splashing
in the ocean. I'm losing control. Dark sky all around. Can't feel my feet touching the ground.
If I can't swim after 40 days and my mind is crushed by the crashing waves, lift me up so high that I cannot fall. Lift me up.
Lift me up when I'm falling.
Lift me up.
Lift me up. I need you to hold me.
Lift me up.
Keep me from drowning again. Swim after 40 days and my mind is crushed by the crashing waves. Lift me up so high that I cannot fall. Lift me up.
Lift me up.
When I'm falling,
lift me up.
Need you to die, yeah.
Lift me up.
I need you to hold me.
Lift me up.
Keep me from drowning again. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Lift me up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lift me up. Whoa, whoa. Lift me up. Keep me from drowning again. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
That's my favorite thing about the talent show. I get to tell my boss what to do, isn't it? It's the only night of the year, so, you know, I kind of treasure it. I want you to meet another fairly new face. How many conventions have you two been to, Jim?
Second one.
But you know, Jim and Holly are already pretty famous.
Now this song, I kind of made up, and I was thinking about it, and we live right behind the community college there in Whatcom County, and I was thinking, if I was a young college student again with all my boy buddies, this is the kind of a song that I might sing.
They asked us how we knew we must take showers too. Replied, smells from deep inside cannot be denied. We never seemed to rate, we had no heavy dates. Oh, so alone till some WCB guys finally put us wise. Now soap gets in our eyes. Scrub my hair, it's like a bird's nest there. Now I'll rinse it for such a long, long while. We must smell sweet and clean, 'cause people don't turn green. Oh, oh, and much to my surprise, we stopped drawing flies, 'cause soap gets in our eyes.
Is there another verse?
That's it.
All right! You'll have to excuse me, Jim and I just met too. Well, I gotta tell you, I forgot to thank someone earlier, so I wanna make sure and get that in. I wanna thank the front row. I could not do this show without such wonderful participants and supporters. Not just their own songs, but they've been pushing it, moving it, helping everybody, and it's really, really wonderful. Now, yes, we couldn't do the show apparently without the Edick family. now we have Haley Edick, who is going to sing us a soft, gentle, fairly cerebral number. So,
you guys got to help me out. I'm expecting, so I don't think I can sing very loud. Okay, I'll do my best. Now wait a minute. You know you make me wanna shout. Pick your hands up and shout. Throw my hands back.
Shout.
Throw your head back and shout. Come on now.
Shout.
Now I get to say you win.
Shout.
Shout. Now I get to say hey.
Shout.
Hey, 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 hey. Say.
Say you will.
I still remember.
Say.
I never ever hurt you so. you make me wanna
shout.
Pick your heels up and
shout.
Throw your hands up and
shout.
Throw your head back and
shout.
Come on now.
Shout.
Shout, shout, shout it
shout.
Out.
Shout.
Say you will.
Shout. Shout.
I don't think I could have done that if I was having a baby. Thank you, Haley. That was simply astonishing. Well, gee, what do you do after that? Well, when all else fails, we're going to bring out Quincy.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I want you guys to know that Quincy Daniels, I know, is famous to all of you, but this is a guy, whenever he comes into our library to get his usual huge stack of books, he makes everybody's day is better after Quincy's been there. I want you to know that.
Wow. Love you too. I see trees are green and red roses too, and I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world, yeah. I see skies of green and clouds of white and dark blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Here's a carry. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, and also on the faces of the people going by. I see friends shaking a hand, saying, how do you do? They really saying that I love you. I hear babies cry, and I watch them grow, and they'll never know how I know. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh yeah. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh yeah. God bless y'all.
Okay, Young Choi, are you in position? No? Okay. Our next and final act needs no introduction, but she's going to get one anyway because that's how I am. This person... See, what did I tell you? She needs no introduction. This lady is our closer. Has been for several years. And let me tell you, she's never blown a save. She has a great ERA, earned respect average. And with Quincy as her setup man, how could she fail, right? So let's put your hands together and give it up for Mika White. And Young Choi is going to play for her.
Children are future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's
coming, everybody. Wasn't that a wonderful, noisy, rowdy talent show? Thank you for coming. It has been an incredible last few weeks trying to get this to come together, so thank you very much.
All right.
Nice job. What would we do now?
Adjourn to hospitality.
9? Yeah, I think it's 8:45. Okay. This is the first time. Somehow I got signed up for the meals. So I'm like, huh. So I just go in one of the rooms and... Okay, well, I'll figure it out in the morning. Get here early enough.
I heard people saying this earlier. I don't know. Oh, I wish I'd ordered that. So.
Oh, that must be the vegetarian.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Hi. Good, how are you? Yes. I believe I'm going to stick it out tomorrow night. At least for a little while.
It's all over.
I've been up since 11:30. And going all day. And I have that sort of like wired fire, but I know I need to get some sleep. So hopefully Sue, I haven't seen Sue for a while. Hopefully she'll be there for your life. At least for 1 hour. See you tomorrow.
All right, everybody, the union says we can stay a little longer, so we're going to do some singing along. So everybody just come on up here and crowd around and yell out songs you'd like to sing. But I'm going to get us started with one of the great sing-along songs ever written. Here we go. Guitar key. Well, I've been turned off.
You're right.
I'm Ken Fernandez.
The microphone.
No, it's not.
They all came along with.
I got disconnected. It sounds like they're in a hurry to take the key.
Oh, they weren't calling Mike.
Reggie wants to sit down and play for a minute.
It's unplugged, please. It's okay.
So let's go find out. Plug it back in.
Which wires? There's too many wires.
You're the wild one. You're the bird.
Hey, Joe.
jet plane?
Hey.
Frank, you still got a mic there.
Thank you.
Douglas bird where the water is cut. Down in the wild mountains and canyons, Canadian Northwest is the ocean, so we hit W.
Okay, well, if you don't know this one, you can learn the chorus, okay? It's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rose. And I never will play the wild rover no more. That is
I'd rather sing that song a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
gonna sing that song boring.
mother, mother ever said. I heard your call, I want to stay upon your waters. I was 3 feet tall, you've seen it all, you've seen it all. I watched the men who rode you switch from sails to steam. In your belly you can hold all the treasures you have ever seen. Most of them green, most of them green. Yes, I am a pirate, 1,200 years too late. But cannons won't thunder, cannons won't thunder, you plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate. Arrive too late, arrive too late. But I've done a bit of smuggling, I run my share of grass. I've made enough money to find Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Never meant to last. I've been drunk now for over 2 weeks. I passed out in a rally and I sprung a few beats. But I gotta stop wishing, gotta go fishing. I'm down to drop the bottom again. Just a few friends, just a few friends. Now I know for younger women, I've lived with several a while.
Christopher Robin and I walked along under what? something lit up by the moon. Christopher Robin and I won't be wonder. Got a bit up by the moon.
That keeps you on the back roads by the river.
Glenn Campbell.
Yeah, or I think something that, like that,
that might
huh?
be a candidate for next year.
I've already done it.
Yeah?
Yeah, about 7 years cool. ago, I think.
Well, a lot of new people. Might have other stuff. But that sounds pretty. It came off pretty neat with the part.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, I saw they had some French guitars down there at Ted Brown today. Not that we were goofing around down there or nothing.
No, not at all. We went right down and came right back.
Yeah.
Is anything like French kissing?
I know. And I don't even think about that with you standing right there, Frank, or Reggie. Just want you to know that.
I mean, what do you do with guitars, you know?
They're made in French.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
made in France.
But you don't have to put your tongue in the way.
Well, you can if you want. Jimi Hendrix played that way, but you know, I don't know.
That would give you a charge if it was electric.
Ask Gene Simmons. He might be able to know.
And he can do the two-finger rhythm on the guitar real good with his sliced tongue. This? What about
people are just here listening now.
The what do you call it? The
so you can pretty much do whatever.
West Virginia Mountain Mama.
Back
country road, take me home. To a place.
I used to be a farmer. You know I made it in fine. I had me a little orchard on the Hanford City line. You know about Hanford? Well, the feds, they came and they took my place. And they said, never mind what for. So I decided to become a pirate on the Columbia River shore. And it's hee-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plain, stealing wheat and barley, all the other grains. And it's ho, hey, hi-hey, farmers bar your door. You just need a jolly roger on your club. Columbia River shore, that's the chorus. And that comes along 6-4 times. Well, you think the other farmers, they know them for at large. But just the other day, we found an unsuspecting barge. We snuck up right behind them. They were none the wiser. We rammed that ship, we sank it, and we stole their fertilizer. Hi-ho, coming down the plain, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. And ho, hey, hi-hey, farmers bar your door. When you see the jolly glider on Columbia River shore. Arr!
You're scaring me, Frank.
Arboring outside of Kennewick stands a mighty river. The farmers cross with so much fear, their stomachs are quiver. Because they know that Hanford Hank is hiding in the bay. Jump the bridge and knock it cold and sail off with their hay. And hee-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plain, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. And ho, hey, hi-hey, farmers bar your door. The jolly rider on Columbia River shore. Arr! Arr, that's your part, too. Arr! Well, Sheriff Bob was chasing us. He was always at our throats. But he had to follow on the shoreline because he didn't know the boat. But the crabs were coming. The sheriff lost his job. Now he's sailing with us, and we call him Cloudy Dog. And he, oh, hi, oh, coming down the plain. Stealing wheat and barley, you know, you're afraid. Ho, hey, hi, farmers bar your door. When you see the jolly rider on Columbia River shore.
Arr!
Arr!
With our cutlasses and our flip-flops and our booty barge in tow, but we never pay our income tax. Screw the B&O. Come back for two Tri-Cities. Up and make a fuss. You gotta reach the peak. You gotta get by us. And hee-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plain, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. And ho, hey, hi-hey, farmers bar your door. When you see the jolly roger on Columbia River shore. Well, some of you must wonder why we don't sail on the sea. If we could just reach Portland, we'd be off like a breeze. but we're stuck in Umatilla. Miserable as you please, cause there's locks along the river and we don't have the key. And hee-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley, and oh, we got the grains, and ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your door, when you see that jolly one run along the river shore.
Sorry, Reg.
What do you call it?
The song.
Columbia River Pirates.
I know, but I'm saying the song, West Virginia, Mountain Mama.
Oh, Catcher Road?
Catcher Road.
What key are you playing?
An A.
The door key.
No, I can't play.
C?
I can sing it though.
I'll sing with you. I'm about three or four other people.
Maybe G would be easier.
Yeah.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
Thank you. get it, but I'm just like not used to. Frank song. You want to hear it? And then you can see if you can play it. I don't care if it rains or freezes, because I got a plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my truck. He don't slip and he don't slide, because his ass is magnetized riding on the dashboard of my truck. I know that's a little sacrilegious, but it's fun. Or wait. The day my mama got out of prison, she got run over by a dang truck. So it's like, I was drunk the day my mama got out of prison. I went to pick her up at the train. Or I could get to the station in my pickup truck. She got run over by that goddamn train. Call me darling, darling. You don't even have to call me by my name. Here we go to the bathroom. Some of us might be clapping it off. So beautiful. We are. You are so beautiful. Yeah. Shake your head when I'm supposed to come in. Serious. No, no, no. I don't follow real well. Just, so beautiful. That's okay. That was my Sorry, but my parents always played those tapes. Janis Joplin, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just about the
nothing going on over at that party.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's almost time for hospital.
You walk in there and just you all hear is this cacophony of voices. You know, just, just drives you out of there.
Yeah, it's 9:43. Now you may as well play the game.
Frank, this is Gina. She's our other first time.
Yeah. I met Frank with Lisa when we went to Tri-Cities.
I was telling her that, Frank. I was looking.
This is for all the lonely people.
Oh, I know that.
America.
Thinking their life has passed them by.
Start over.
Tell you, drink for silver.
Start over.
You start.
Many? Can you tell me what you're doing? Yeah, you know, you can about have some songs.
Oh, I do.
If you know any of them, I probably will.
Well,
he got electrocuted on the fence after smoking some weed.
Wow. He's there. Loosen the jar from the nose of a bear. So help me if you can. I've got
to get back to the house at 12:45. You'd be surprised. There's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive. Chase all the clouds from the sky. Back to the days.
days of Christopher Robin and Pooh. That's what we got.
Are you done with your coffee?
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't look at it. That wasn't me that moved it, but I'll tell you. I gotta find it for you. So give me a second.
cost of masking tape. That's all I can tell you.
Masking tape is cheap.
It was, I think it was like $15 a roll, something like that. It's a, but gaffing tape, real gaffing tape is worth it, you know. I've got, I have a lot of equipment, cables, and when, has a lot of different people helping me.
Yep.
And sometimes they don't take the tape off the cables, you know. They they roll them up with the tape on, and then it sits in a hot car or something, you know. Oh, God. And I'm out there with goo remover trying to get the sticky junk off. And they claim the gaffing tape won't do that.
Have you, and you just found it, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So it's worth the money to me if it really works.
Oh, you have to try it out. Let me know what yours does.
Yeah.
I'm sure different brands of stuff do it different.
This is my roll. Here, this brand new roll. It hasn't even been used. See how much, it isn't even near as thick as
that. Yeah, tape. But it's black too, which I like.
Yeah.
I want to find it.
Yeah.
I really liked the stuff, here you go, mm-hmm. that has the just the tape on the outsides, and in the middle it doesn't have anything. It doesn't have any sticky.
Oh, I've never seen that.
They had it, I think.
That'd be, I wonder
spring.
What they call it.
Well, Brian, when we were doing stuff in the spring, they had let us use gaff that or that stuff, and I'm pretty sure it was here, and we thought it was awesome. Brian took notes.
Oh, yeah. I never heard of that, but that, I mean, that's made for the job. I mean, it's not something else being used, you know. That's actually made to do, to tape down wires.
I'll have Brian get me that stuff next week.